You will never realize the utter uselessness of attack, except by recognizing that your attack on yourself has no effects. You're never going to stop getting angry until you realize that your anger on yourself ultimately has no effect. You are still strong. In spite of anything that you feel, or anything that you're telling yourself, anything that makes you feel afraid, angry, sick, I'm telling you, you are still strong. Now, others are going to react to you attacking, and they're going to react to attack if others perceive attack. And if you're trying to attack them, you will be unable to avoid interpreting this as reinforcement. If you are trying to attack somebody, and then you watch them react to the attack, then of course it's going to reinforce your belief in attack. People do respond to attack as they perceive it. But if you're trying to attack them, you're going to be unable to avoid interpreting this as a reinforcement and attack. But if I'm not trying to attack you, if you perceive it as an attack, then it doesn't reinforce my belief in attack because I know I wasn't trying to attack you. The difference between a projection and an extension is that if you know what you will in your heart and someone else is telling you something else, you know that it's not true for you. And you don't have to wonder if that's your projection or not. You know, I don't care how many times you say, I don't like you. If I know in my heart that I like you, then I am not going to say that's my thought, that's your thought. So, if there's anybody that's hurt you, anybody that's criticized you, said anything about you in any kind of negative way, including yourself, I'm here to tell you that it has had no real effect on who you really are, and you are still powerful. You are still powerful. You are still powerful. You are still powerful no matter what you've gone through in the past. You are still strong. You are still strong. You are still powerful no matter what you went through in your childhood. No matter what you went through in your childhood. No matter what you're going through in your relationships. No matter what you're going through on your job. No matter what you're going through with your parents, your children, anything or anybody in your world. No matter what you're feeling, telling yourself. No matter how you feel tonight, I'm here to tell you that you are still strong. The only place you can cancel out all reinforcement is in yourself. The only place you can cancel out all reinforcement is in yourself. For you are always the first point of your attack. The first one that you attack is you. But if this attack has never been because you are still strong, then the attack has no consequences. Your strength is that what created you loves you. Your love is divided, comes and goes, and so your love is not real. You cannot trust your own love when you attack it. You cannot learn of a perfect love with a split, fearful mind. You can't learn of a complete love with a split mind. With a fearful mind, you can't learn of complete love with a split mind. Because a split mind, a fearful mind, has made itself a poor learner. So a fearful mind is a poor learner. You try to make the separation eternal. You try to make your separation from your happiness keep on lasting and keep on lasting and keep on lasting and keep on lasting. Because you wanted to retain the characteristics of creation. You wanted to believe that you could create, but you want to be able to do it with your own content. Yet creation is not of you. Creation isn't of you. Creation isn't of you. And poor learners need special teaching. So this is the special ed class for soul winners. There's a little red bus that picks us up in heaven and drops us off. Take a breath. The part of you that loves you, it is your strength. So don't worry about it. The things you try to do to yourself, yes, there are errors to be corrected. And yes, it's great that we are trying to change our interpretation and learn. But the beauty of tonight, the beauty of tonight, is that Spirit, divine self, God, if you will, said to us that you are completely protected. You are completely loved. All the things you think you've done to yourself and you think someone else has done to you, you are so powerful, you are so strong, you are so loved that it had no real effect on your real self. Yes, your human self may feel it. Yes, your human self may dismay. But your real self, your permanent self has not been injured at all. You are still strong. Creation can still come through you. You can still experience everything your heart desires.
Praise God!
Thank you for hearing this much of the course with me.
I appreciate y'all.
Paramedics are out there in the living room for those who need oxygen. Wow.
Yeah.
Didn't you feel us going to an altar state?
Yes.
Wow.
And then now we're coming back.
Yeah.
You know, but every time we dip into that well of our sanity, we always bring a little bit more of it back with us when we come back to our regular everyday mind. And that's what I love.
Thank you,
Bonnie. Thank you for sharing with me in my full-time ministry with the Course in Miracles. Thank you. Thank you. I earned my living teaching, and I appreciate your generosity. God's. You're still powerful.